Reformed Church.
Thank you so much, Jesus, for your truth. We do thank you for your truth, Lord. If it weren't for your truth, we could not have been set free. Thank you so much, Jesus, that it's more than just what you provided at the cross and what you did for us. It's the truth of that, Lord, that allows us to partake of it. It's the truth, Jesus, of what you did for us that allows us to partake. Thank you so much, Lord, for your truth, which, of course, is what part of what you provided for us. But we do thank you, Lord, for the understanding and truth of what you've done so that we can partake of everything you've provided. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. We love you and we praise you, Jesus. We look to you, Lord. This church stands for your knowledge, Lord. Jesus, to make you known what you've done for people so they can benefit from it, Lord. That's why this church exists, Lord, to make known who you are, Jesus, so that people can benefit from it. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. Thank you so much, Jesus. We love your knowledge, Lord. We love your truth. We seek your truth, Lord. We seek your knowledge. Thank you so much, Lord, for gifting us with truth and gifting us with knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for heaven that lives inside of us, that we have a home living inside of us right now. Thank you so much, Lord. And thank you for the truth to be able to partake of it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for heaven inside of us and for the truth to be able to partake of it. Him proshola braku celebrik niala stefiala vrampushula brakstika lagrestan freshti liambro kola frakan di flambaka lagrina vrenshia bal prosto livranka la braku stelkritna evran bukura prasta shivre bukula vrangila kotnaista vrenshishia bal pronto full brentel Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for home living inside of us, Lord, that we have home here right now. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing your kingdom to us and storing it inside of our earthen vessel, inside of our body. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for home inside of us. Thank you for home inside of us right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Most Christians are waiting for home. Thank you so much, Lord, that you brought home to us. Prishas Jesus so preco cucu la gran fan frambugu la vrempul ta frabax un groco salavrincu la gristast. Hefram basha le broco salvrancu la grentan. Sivro cusci ambat lavanti alofro costa. Sefian don ci ambucu rabac crancusta la vrindia geraculad. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you for all of your likeness having been passed on through Jesus to us. Thank you, Father, for all your likeness having passed down through Jesus toward us, Lord. Thank you so much that we can claim everything that we see in Jesus, which is therefore everything that we see in you, Father, that we can claim those things as our own. Thank you, Father. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, precious Jesus. Simbra kufum blanta e biandangila costa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the river that flows forth from us, Lord, and that we have permission to release these things into the atmosphere around us, Lord. And we can create the atmosphere around us. We can transform the place around us. Thank you so much, Jesus, in your image, bringing heaven into the earth and making it substance and giving it evidence, Lord, on the outside to where it is tangible and even the unsaved can see what's going on. Thank you so much, Jesus, that we're able to bring heaven and transform the places around us in order to make them like heaven. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. Thank you for the glory that you've put inside of us and that we have the power to share that, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. Father, I pray for a remembrance right now of heaven inside of us, for a remembrance, a powerful remembrance, Lord, of all that we have inside of us. Father, I pray for a powerful understanding of just how much we have living inside of us right now, that we would realize that, Lord, together, and therefore see tonight what you want us to see tonight, because we remember it together, Lord, because we make it effectual, because we can stir these things up through the acknowledgement, Father. So I pray for a powerful remembrance of all the good things that you've put inside of us, Lord, that we can stir heaven up inside of us and release that, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. Proku la gran fubat luvum borbuku shalambreku selvraka sivrangu borbuku la frangu shi thian lambraka stikaragista frangu shi thian lambrosto levrapuku lavrenti zempi la frasta le broku shulumbria kalagrastas evra maldi shalavreku samblanti karaboku raginchi. Thank you, Jesus, so much. Father, we know that you're not controlling this world, Lord, at least only to the extent that we allow you to. We know, Lord, it's because it's through knowledge. It's through knowledge, Lord. It's the only just way for us to receive from you, Lord. It's through knowledge of Jesus. Jesus is actually the only way. There's not a second route to receiving, Lord. It's not, Father, just at the snap of your finger. Father, the snap of your finger is not how we receive. It's through Jesus that we receive. But we don't take that seriously enough in the church today. Father, I pray that we would just remember who you are through Jesus and what you've done through Jesus tonight. Thank you, Lord. That's how we receive. You're not just going to control tonight apart from our mind. You're not just going to control our life apart from our mind. Jesus is actually the only way to receive through faith in him. So we will choose tonight, Lord, to acknowledge you. We will choose to stir up the good things on the inside of us. We can choose that, Lord, because that is not too hard for us. Thank you so much, Lord, that we can choose these things in our life. Thank you, Lord. We can choose the direction of our life. We don't have to let life take us where it's going, but we can take life where we're going. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that, that we don't have to let our life just take us where it's going, Lord. But we can, because we can reign in this world. Reign means to control things, and that means that we can take this life where we're going. Thank you so much, Lord, for that, that we can dictate to our circumstance by our knowledge, by who we're seeing in our mind, that we can dictate to our circumstance how it should go. I thank you, Father, that for anyone that's hurting today, emotionally or in their body, I thank you so much, Father, that we can make choices in our mind that has nothing to do, Lord, with your sovereign will. You already made that choice, Father, in your sovereign will to provide these things and make a way. Father, in your sovereign will, because you have authority over everything, you chose to make a way for us, the only just way that there could be, according to Romans 3. And I thank you, Father, that now we can choose, we can make a decision in our life to see who Jesus is and to know him and to access through that door that is Jesus. But there is no other way to receive from the Father but to make that choice to acknowledge what Jesus has done for you. So if you're hurting emotionally tonight, if you're hurting in your body tonight, I thank you so much, Jesus, that you've provided a way for them to receive. And if you're a Christian, you actually have your way down into what's in your belly. You're actually accessing what you already contain. Thank you so much, Lord. The grace in which you stand, I thank you, is what you're accessing. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. But we can make decisions tonight and every day of our life to change the course of our life. We can direct the course of our life as we choose to see Jesus. It's not through your speaking and yelling at your life or yelling at demons to try to bind them. The devil has been bound, and that's actually why you have authority over him, but you don't have to yell at demons to direct the course of your life. It's a great ministry to other people, but the way that you direct your life is through the knowledge of Jesus. So I thank you so much, Lord, that I'm not even going to pray for anyone right now. There's nothing wrong with prayer, but I'm not even going to pray for anyone right now, because we sitting in these chairs tonight, we have the authority to choose to see Jesus our door. The sheep go through the door and access the upper fold or heaven when they hear the shepherd's voice. We get to hear the shepherd's voice, and that's how the sheep access through the door the upper fold. God has a fold that means a country for you to access. He's provided it already for the whole world. And if anyone's ever looking around and wondering where is God, God was 2,000 years ago providing a way for you. That's where God was. 2,000 years ago providing a way for you out of that hurt that you're feeling, out of that emotional pain that you're feeling. He provided a way for it. We are ambassadors for Jesus to tell people about this way that they don't know about. Even many Christians don't realize that where that door leads. We as believers know about a door, but most Christians, I would venture to say, do not know where the door leads. They don't know it. It leads to the solution to every one of your problems. It's perfection that Jesus provided. He became perfect through his sufferings, and now he wants to bring many sons into that glory as well. Perfection is what came through the cross, if you read the book of Hebrews. Perfection came through the cross. And perfection does not include the problem you're going through right now. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm not going to pray for you, because it's the truth that sets people free, and it's the truth that gives you access into the freedom you already have if you're a believer. But you have to know the truth, and the truth will make people free. Or for us that are believers, you know the truth, and the truth will cause you to experience that freedom. Someone putting their hand on you tonight is only going to get you temporary help. But the choice that you can make tonight to remember Jesus and to acknowledge him, and I choose to keep my eyes on Jesus, and I choose to continue learning him and to meditate on what he's done for me, that gives you long-lasting fruit according to Jeremiah 17. That when you trust the Lord, that your fruit will not cease then. When you're working on someone else's trust in the Lord, your fruit can cease, because it's actually their fruitfulness that's being shared with you. But if you make the decision to trust the Lord, your fruit will not cease. You don't have to just go from prayer to prayer and service to service, being encouraged and then discouraged, and encouraged and discouraged, and healed and sick and healed and sick. But you can trust the Lord, because that's not too hard for you, because he's willing to teach you. But you can trust the Lord. You can reach out to the Lord yourself and say, Lord, I want to know you. And this doesn't take you fasting for a week and giving up all the luxuries that you've been enjoying. This is about you knowing Jesus. This is about what you do in the morning when you wake up and who you acknowledge. This is about when a problem crosses your path, who you acknowledge. This is day-to-day stuff that's not going to seem very climactic in the moment. But those little decisions to just know Jesus every day, they direct the course of your life. And if you will consistently and with continuance, or as Luke 8 says, with patience, if you keep making those decision after decision to get to know Jesus, and when you get your eyes off him, you put your eyes back on, that's going to direct the course of your life. And you have just chosen life. You've chosen wisdom, and you've chosen life, therefore. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the ability that we have, because a way has already been made for us, for the ability, Lord, that we have to access. The ability that we have, Lord, to just choose to get to know the door that's already been made. The sheep can just hear your voice, Lord. The sheep can just recognize your voice and continue with your voice learning. And they come out of the nations and they access through the door. And they access something more, Lord. They access another country. They access the perfect things that your door has provided. Thank you so much, Jesus, that we have that choice, that decision. That alleviates worry and fears. Fear is so frequently just about the unknown. I'm not sure if I'm going to get better. I'm not sure if this is ever going to stop. But when you know the way's already been made and you, the sheep, can choose to hear his voice or not, it puts the ball in your court. God has full authority over everything. He has full power. He's God Almighty, El Shaddai. All those things are true. And there's still only one way to receive, because God is also all just. And there's only one just way to receive. God cannot communicate good things to you except through the one way. That's why God is not controlling everything today, because there's only one way to receive. It's the bottleneck for the intervention of God is the cross. I'm going to say that one more time. The cross is the bottleneck for the intervention of God in your life. That's why he's not controlling everything, is because there's only one way to squeeze it through. That's why. It's not because he doesn't have authority. It's that through justice, there's only one way, and God is always just. There's only one way to communicate good things to people, and that is through the cross and through people knowing it. According to Romans 3, that is the only way, just way to justify people or anything else. So, Father, that's why we recognize that, Lord. We don't just say, as many do, Lord, I just leave it in the Lord's hands without even believing on who you are, Jesus. Thank you so much, Father. You've put the decision in our hands as to whether to acknowledge the way you've already made. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the way that you've already made. Father, we're not waiting on your timing. You're waiting on people to see what you've already done. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. We love you so much, Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.